Good morning. My name is Deshanta, and I will be your conference operator today. At this time, I'd like to welcome everyone to the China Ceramics Third Quarter 2015 Earnings Conference Call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the speaker's remarks, there will be a question-and-answer session. If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. If you'd like to withdraw your question, press the pound key. Thank you. I'll now turn the conference over to Mr. David Rudnick, Precept Investor Relations. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and good evening to those of you who are joining us from China. Welcome to China Ceramics' Third Quarter 2015 Earnings Conference Call. With us today are China Ceramics' Chairman and Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Zhandong Wang, and his Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Edmund Hen. Before I turn the call over to management's prepared remarks contain forward-looking statements which are subject to risks and uncertainties. And management may make additional forward-looking statements in response to your questions. Therefore, the company claims protection of the safe harbor for forward-looking statements that is contained in the Private Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Actual results may differ from those discussed today. We refer you to a more detailed discussion of the risks and uncertainties in the company's filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission. In addition, any projections as to the company's future performance represent management's estimates as of November 19, 2015. China Ceramics assumes no obligation to update these projections in the future as market conditions change. To supplement the financial results presented in accordance with U.S. GAAP, management will make reference to earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, and amortization, which we will call by its abbreviated name, EBITDA. EBITDA is a non-GAAP financial measure reconciled from net income, which the company believes provides meaningful additional information to better understand its operating performance. A table of reconciling net income to EBITDA can be found in the earnings. Now it's my pleasure to turn the call over to China Ceramics Chairman and CEO, Mr. Zhandong Wang, and China Ceramics CFO, Mr. Edmund Hen. Sophie Wang will be translating for Mr. Wang. Mr. Wang, you may proceed.
谢谢大卫，我代表公司欢迎大家参加2015年第三季度财报电话会议。
Thank you, David. On behalf of the company, I would like to welcome everyone to our third quarter
2015 earnings. 由于我们强大的市场、营销策略、稳定的定价力和中国房地产建筑市场的所有改善，第三季度我们获得了稳固的财务业绩，本季度的收益上升，是由于顾客需求的上升和 平均售价的提高，同时受销售主战向高利润产品倾斜，也使我们的本季度保有稳定。右边砖作为我们的新产品，也使产品种类进一步多样化。We
reported solid financial results in the third quarter due to our continued strong marketing efforts, sustained pricing power, and the modest improvement in China's real estate and construction markets. The quarter's modestly improved top-line results were driven by improved customer demand and a higher average selling price for our products. Further, a gradual migration of our sales towards higher-margin products helped to solidify our margins. We're also excited about our new glazed brick ceramic tile product, which diversifies our product portfolio even further.
公司设备年产能可达7200万平方米的瓷砖，我们在本季度运行的其中4700万平方米瓷砖的产能，本季度产能利用率与去年同期相比 略下降了4%，但上季度的利用率基本持平。我们希望随着增长的好转，公司能够增加更多产能。
We are utilizing production facilities capable of producing 47 million square meters of ceramic tiles per year out of a total annual production capacity of 72 million square meters. This was a modest 4% decrease over what we utilized during this period last year, but identical to the planned capacity we utilized last quarter. We hope to bring additional capacity online going forward as business conditions improve.
展望第四季度，我们希望宏观经济因素能有所改善，从而扩大产能需求。但是，我们预计由于建筑周期带来的季度性放缓，会使第四季度的收益受到影响。未来，我们将着力与较大的地产环开发商建立商业关系，同时在中国既有新地产开发潜力的城市中进行专门的市场营销。
For the fourth quarter, we ended a modest improvement in the macroeconomic factors, which contribute to the demand for our products. However, we also anticipate a seasonal slowdown consistent with the construction building cycle, which would lead to lower sequential fourth quarter results. In the periods ahead, we plan to especially focus on developing stronger relationships with larger property developers, and we plan to tailor our marketing efforts towards those cities in China, which offer better potential for new property development.
除了短暂性的偶尔波动，我们相信中国的城市化进程和经济发展会持续增强我们的公司的生存力。我们相信公司良好的管理能力和经营结构，能够利用市场环境改善带来的现有机会，并适应任何困难的市场情况。
Despite periods of occasional volatility, we believe that China's urbanization and economic growth continue to support the viability of our business. We also believe that we have the management expertise and operating infrastructure to adapt to difficult market conditions as well as to capitalize upon opportunities presented by an improving market environment.
接下来，我想请财务总监谢万先生来详细介绍公司的营收情况，谢谢。
With that, I would like to turn over the call to the company's Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Edmund Han, who will discuss the company's third quarter earnings results in more detail. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Huang. I will now move on to a more detailed discussion of our financial results for the third quarter of 2015. Our revenue for the third quarter and September 30, 2015, was RMB 339 million, or US dollar, 53.3 million, an increase of 5.9% from RMB 320.1 million, or US dollar, 52.2 million, in the third quarter of 2014. The year-over-year increase in revenue was primarily due to a 2.8% increase in sales volume, to 11 million square meters of ceramic tiles from the year ago, and a 3.3% increase in average selling price to RMB 30.9 per square meters from the year ago quarter. Gross profit for the third quarter end, September 30th, 2015, was RMB 46.3 million, or US dollar 7.3 million.An increase of 10.8% from RMB 41.8 million or US dollar 6.8 million a year ago. The gross profit margin was 13.7% for the third quarter compared to gross profit margin of 13.1% in the year ago quarter. The improvement in gross margin was primarily driven by the increase in average selling price.Profit from operations before taxes for the quarter of 2015 was RMB 36.6 million or US dollar 5.8 million as compared to RMB 44.2 million or US dollar 7.2 million in the year ago quarter adjusting for this non-cash gain on derivative financial instruments of RMB 12.2 million in the quarter of 2014. Profits from operations before taxes increased 13.7% for the current quarter for the third quarter of 2014. Net profit for the third quarter of 2015 was RMB 26.9 million or US$4.2 million as compared to net profit of RMB 35.7 million or US$5.8 million in the year-ago quarter. Adjusting for the non-cash gain of financial derivatives in the third quarter of 2014, increased 15% for the current quarter from the third quarter of 2014. Earnings per fully diluted share for the third quarter of 2015 were RMB 1.32 or US$0.21 as compared to RMB 1.75 or US$0.28 for the third quarter of 2014. Again, adjusting for the one non-cash gain on financial derivatives in the third quarter of 2014, earnings per share increased 14.8% for the current quarter from the third quarter of 2014. EBITDA for the third quarter and September 30th, 2015 was RMB 54.8 million or US$8.6 million as compared to RMB 62.5 million or US$9.8 million for the third quarter and September 30th, 2014. On an adjusted non-GAAP basis, EBITDA for the current quarter increased 8.8% from RMB 50.3 million in the third quarter of 2014. As adjusted for the non-cash RMB 12.2 million fair value gain on derivative financial instrument in the year-ago quarter. Turning to our balance sheet, September 30th, 2015, we had the cash and bank balances of RMB 226.3 million or US$35.6 million compared to RMB 61.2 million or US$19.9 million as of December 31st, 2014. The increase in cash and bank balances was primarily the result of cash generated from operating activities of RMB 167.5 million or US$26.4 million for the first 9 months of 2015. As of the end of the third quarter of 2015, our debt consisted of short-term bank borrowings, which were RMB 84.3 million or US$13.3 million, which is approximately the same debt level we had as of year-end fiscal 2014. As of September 30th, 2015, inventory turn was 124 days compared to 125 days as of December 31st, 2014. Trade receivables turnover was 166 days compared with 156 days as of fiscal year end 2014. Prior to 2012, the company typically offered a credit period of 90 days to our distributors, but extended it to 150 days to our distributors since the end of 2012 to address funding pressure associated with challenging real estate market conditions in the China. We extended the credit period from 90 days to 120 days to direct company account at the end of 2014. The currently challenging economic environment has prompted us to offer extended credit terms to certain customers, resulting in a higher trade receivables turnover figures than normal. As a capital expenditures update, in the third quarter, we began renovating our state-of-the-art showroom in our Hangzhou facility, which we call the exhibition hall, which is a valuable resource for the marketing and promotion of our building material products. We are confident that operating this showroom will enable us to continue to secure significant new contracts for our products from larger property developers. CapEx for the new renovation to the Hangzhou Exhibition Hall were RMB 3.9 million in the third quarter, which remain unpaid as of the quarter close. We estimated that the total cost of our renovations will be approximately RMB 11.1 million, which is expected to be completed by the end 2015. We are also constructing a new production line to manufacture glazed brick ceramics tiles in our Hangzhou facility, which we believe will be an attractive addition to our current product portfolio. This new product is engineered to competitively priced and highly effective roofing solution for both high-rise apartment and housing projects that complement our existing ceramic tiles products. CapEx for the new line were RMB 18.6 million in the third quarter, which remain unpaid as of the end of the quarter. And we estimate that the total cost of this new line will be approximately RMB 93 million. This new production line is also expected to be completed by the end of 2015. Moving on to our business outlook, we expect modestly improving market conditions for the rest of the year, which we believe could extend into 2016 attributable to government policies to support the real estate market in China. The new derivatives include a lower first home down payment ratio of 25% targeting Tier 2 and Tier 3 cities, and the lowering of second home down payment to 20%. Since the real estate sector is estimated to comprise 15% of China's gross domestic products, we believe that the Chinese government will continue to adopt policies to support the real estate sector in its related sectors. In the third quarter of 2015, we experienced an improvement in customer demand as sales volume rose 2.8% from the year-ago quarter. This reflects an improvement in demand from a slowdown that occurred in the first half of 2015, when our sales volume contracted 7.8% from the first half of 2014. However, we are intent upon seeing further positive trends that will signify a significant turnaround in market conditions. Our marketing and distribution capabilities and strong brand reputation remain key competitive attributes, helping us to realize a 3.3% rise in our average selling price in the third quarter from the year-ago quarter. As of September 30, 2015, our backlog was approximately RMB 159 million or US dollar 25 million, which represents approximately the next 2 months of revenue as of the end of the third quarter. This represents a year-over-year increase of 13.3% as compared to year-ago period. Under normal circumstances, our backlog is an indicator of revenue that might be expected in the next quarter. though it is subject to change as a result of unforeseen business conditions and events, including credit payment terms. In the long term, we believe that the substantial urbanization and the economic change underlying the growth in China's real estate sector are sustainable. Continue to anticipate consolidation among property developers, and believe that we are optimally positioned to provide quality product and service to this constituency. We also believe that exist by smaller competitors, will continue as less well-financed company will not be able to comply with common environmental regulations. We believe that our deep management and marketing experience in the sector and modernized operating plans afford us a sustainable competitive advantage, which will enable us to capitalize upon market opportunities in the period ahead. In terms of dividend policies, as stated in our earnings press release distributed earlier today, the company's board of directors has engaged in continued deliberations as to the company's dividend policy for 2015. It has determined that it will be prudent to conserve cash and delay any dividends at this time due to concerns about continued slowdown in China's economy and the real estate sector, which would negatively impact the building material industry. The board of directors will engage in additional discussions as to the company's dividend policy and will update the market accordingly. At this point, we would like to open up the call to any questions pertaining to the third quarter 2015 financial and operating performance. Operator.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, to ask an audio question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. We'll pause for just a moment to compile the Q&A roster. Again, to ask an audio question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And your first question comes from Howard Flinker with Flinker & Company.
Thank you. I have a few questions. One, I've been told that perhaps 20 or 25% of the competitors in Jiangsu have closed, and the banks are probably going to close another 25% for a total of maybe 50. Do you think you're getting some business from those closed competitors or not yet?
We hope so, but we have not yet seen the situation. We, as you mentioned, we realized that about 20% of the small competitor has closed their business already, and another 20 to 30% of the manufacturer has stopped their production line right now. And we hope we can survive in this strengthened situation and to get more market share in the near future.
I also noticed that both your prices were up and your backlog was up, meaning business is getting better and the prices are sticking. Is that true in both plants in Jiangsu, and is it Jiangxi or Zhejiang? I forget the second one.
Jiangxi and Jinjiang.
Jiangxi. Is... Are sales up at both plants or just one?
I think there is a small amount of our product has increased a little bit of the price, This is because the actual around situation is that we shifted our product mix to some higher margin products at this point.
Right.
And we realized that the low margin product is not very sellable or welcome to the market at this strict economic environment. And we found the high quality.
Are you seeing improvement in both plants or mainly one?
Both plants.
Both plants. Okay.
Majorly from Hengda, which is Jinjiang area. Jinjiang plant.
Yeah. About in relation to your new roofing tile, is that more expensive than your current product line, or the same, or cheaper?
That will be a little bit higher than our current product pricing. And we found the market for this product is very high. And we have a few pre-order right now. And we believe the market for this new type of product will be very good.
So if the prices are higher, I'm guessing that your profit margins are going to be higher.
Yes.
Okay.
We expect the profit margin will be a little bit higher.
All right. Now I'm going to ask about the cash flow and your capital expenditures and a possible stock buyback. Your cash flow is going to be only a little bit less than your stock price, not much per share. And you should be able to pay your CapEx pretty easily from almost depreciation alone. Are you still in the black right now in the seasonal fourth quarter?
Sorry, in the fourth quarter, can you repeat your question again?
Yeah, before I ask my question, the second question I'm going to ask first. Are you still in the black currently in the seasonally weak fourth quarter?
Yes. The fourth quarter is a seasonal slow season.
Yeah, but you're still in the black, are you not?
You may say that.
Well, but I'm asking you.
I'm sorry. Can you rephrase your question on this?
Yeah. At the current level of business, are you still making a small profit?
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
Okay. So, if you take a guess at 12 months profit and add about 72 million renminbi of depreciation, that will pay for your whole capital expenditure, your expansion into the new product line.
Yeah.
Why aren't you using some of your cash to buy back stock, which would have anybody else who does not submit his stock? Why aren't you doing that?
You have a very good suggestion, and we are discussing on all this possibility. And the board will consider on your suggestion very seriously. But as you also noticed that the credit terms for our the credit period for our customer become longer right now at this situation.
Yes, you're using using that competitively. You did that on purpose. I know you did that on purpose. You told me that. And maybe that's helping to put some of those competitors out of business because they cannot afford to give the customers slightly longer terms. But even so, there seems to be enough money left over for a stock buyback.
Yes, and your suggestion will be considered and discussed by the board among the management.
One final question. On your balance sheet, and which you really don't mention, is restricted cash. You also have cash that's restricted. I think it's $4 million or something like that.
Yes.
Maybe 20 million renminbi, 25 million renminbi.
Yes.
What's the purpose of that?
All right, that's used for some, to secure some short-term loans.
I see. So it is a balance. It's 29 million renminbi and 4.5 million in cash. So that really is to offset some of your 84 million of renminbi loans, and you have to keep it on deposit temporarily, correctly? Is that correct?
Correct. Yes.
Okay. In tough times, I think you did a good job. Just keep
doing
it. Thank
you.
All right, thank you. Let's check your email now.
I see.
Your next question comes from Mariko Gordon with China Ceramic.
Okay, good morning.
Good morning.
How much does the recent devaluation of the yuan or the RMB affect profitability, if it does at all?
It does not have too much implication to the company because most of our revenue are selling, our products are selling within China. That's about 96% of our product are selling within China.
Okay. Has there been an increase in marketing overseas this year?
This year will be remain the same, but we are exploring some overseas markets, and we also hope to have more overseas market. To explore more overseas market in future.
How much of marketing is devoted to overseas sales versus your domestic sales?
For example, the Japanese products have a much better margin than the local sales, probably 20 or 30% higher. Sometimes.
Okay. What neighboring country shows the most interest in being in a long term business relationship with you guys, and why?
Sorry, the long term business relationship with us.
Yeah, what country? Is it still Japan?
Yeah, still Japan, and also Southeast Asia.
Okay. All right, thank you. That's it.
Thank you.
Next question comes from the line of James Kong with Oppenheimer.
Ni hao. I want to add my congratulations for a good quarter, and I'm proud of the fact that your company came through a very difficult time, and you're still profitable, and you came out of the difficult period even stronger than before. So my first question is, at this point, do you see any market for your tiles in the U.S.? What are your thoughts about selling to the United States?
Yes, we also want to explore the market in the U.S. And actually, we are exploring some business partner in U.S. too. And we will let you know once we have any further movement on the U.S. market. But at this point, it's still very preliminary.
Okay, thank you. And I am also impressed by the growth of your cash, which you're, unlike many companies, it's growing for the right reasons, profitability. So in general, could you talk about what the purpose of the cash is? That is it more for future growth or to build a bigger and bigger cushion in case there are bad times, or what?
Of course, some part of the cash, as you may notice, we are building the new capital expenditure for the future growth, and also we want to reserve some money for this difficult environment. And also, we'll reserve part of the money to think about the capital market and also to explore on the overseas foreign market as well.
All right, very good. I approve of all of those, and it's true that there's no guarantee that the difficult times are over. They may become more difficult in the future. But I, as a last comment, I just want to second what Mr. Flinker said about the stock buyback and add one point, which is that it does not have to be all or nothing. You could have a very small stock buyback. You know, even a tiny one would make the market realize that when you have so much cash and assets, the cash and assets per share actually go up after the stock buyback, and that I think would be an impressive signal to the market.
Yes, and we hear you, and we will make a very serious conversation and discussion among the management.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder to ask an audio question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. There are no further questions at this time. I'll turn the conference back over to Mr. David Rudnick. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. On behalf of the entire China Ceramics management team, we want to thank all of you for your interest and participation on this call. This concludes China Ceramics' third quarter 2015 earnings conference call. Thank you all very much.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. You may disconnect at this time.